Okay, this is a rehearsal CD for Carmina Burana by Orff. And we sing the Cor d'Amore, which is fairly late in the piece, about 15 pieces in, so it's quite a long sit before you get to your bit, but it's really exciting music to listen to. And then, as you'll hear on the orchestral bit in a minute, you have a special introduction to your bit. So the little tune before yours, I'll play in a second. This is a shortened version of the score for now with your bits. The first bit you have words for marked ragazzi at the beginning of the line, ragazzi as in children or boys in Italian. Amo volat un di que, or it might be un di que. Amo volat un di que. And it's all short and soft. Amo volat un di que. And the notes are. It's four beats in a bar with a pause at the end, but it comes out of three beats in a bar before you. That's why it's got the funny looking 3/crotchet and then 4/crotchet when you sing, and then it goes back into threes again. So there's this little tune just before you sing. It's just where it says 3/crotchet at the top of the page. It goes. Again. Then the tune happens again. Second set of words is captus est libidine.
Captus est libidine.
And the tune again. Sorry. And the last time, it's, this third time, it's got an extra lot of words. So we get juvenes juvencule. Even though it looks like IU in the middle, it's juvenes juvencule coniunguntur merito. Coniunguntur merito. So this time after the little tune, we get.
Juvenes juvencule coniunguntur merito.
And it just slows down a little bit with the pause.
Merito.
So we go over the page in your bit for the moment. There's a bit cut out here where a soprano soloist lady sings just a few lines. And then as she's holding this long note, the tune comes in again. And again, she's still holding. And your last bit. Fit res amarissima. We'll put the S on the second one. So,
fit res amarissima.
And then the piece finishes off with the same tune. So,
fit res amarissima.
So, just checking your words on this one. The words on the first bit were amo volat un di que, or que. Second one, captus est libidine. The third one is the long one, juvenes juvencule coniunguntur merito, with accents, merito. And then the last one, fit res amarissima. Okay, so that's the first one. Now the second one that you sing is in number 22, so it's a few pieces later. Again, you'll hear it on the recording shortly. There's a man soloist who sings this tune that you sing, this sort of jolly tune first, and then the chorus does these quick bits in between, and then you have your turn at singing this bit, and you sing it, I think it's two or three times you'll hear on the recording, and then the last time the man and everybody pretty much sings along with you. But it's just this one tune a few times. And this is accented, says piano, but it's usually a bit heavier than that. But it is accented and it gets faster where it says excel on the last line. So you have to really watch the conductor and make sure you accelerate at his speed, Mr. Gill's speed. So your tune is...
Oh, 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 totus floreo, iam amore virginali totus arneo, novus, novus, novus amor est copereo, copereo, copereo.
And on the last bit, you can see the chorus joins in with you. Copereo, copereo, copereo. So the words are o, 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 totus floreo, iam amore virginali totus ardeo, novus, novus, novus amor est copereo, copereo, copereo. And that's all getting faster. Iam amore virginali totus ardeo, novus, novus, novus amor est copereo, copereo, copereo. It gets pretty fast when it accelerates and very exciting. And then you do that one or two more times, you'll hear on the recording. Then the last time, everybody does it with you. So that again is...
O, 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 totus floreo, iam amore virgin... Iam amore virginali totus ardeo, novus, novus, novus amores, copereo, copereo, copereo.
And off it goes. So that's the first... The two bits that you're involved in Carmina Burana. Now we'll put on the recording of those two bits and a little bit of a lead into each one so you can hear how it all fits.